You can see, with that last sentence, just how tired Violet really was, because "if we're lucky" is not a phrase that she or either of her siblings used very often. The reason, of course, is quite clear. The Baudelaire orphans were not lucky. Smart, yes. Charming, yes. Able to survive austere situations, yes. But the children were not lucky, and so wouldn't use the phrase "if we're lucky" any more than they would use the phrase "if we're stalks of celery," because neither phrase was appropriate. If the Baudelaire orphans had been stalks of celery, they would not have been small children in great distress, and if they had been lucky, Carmelita Spatz would not have approached their table at this particular moment and delivered another unfortunate message.
"Hello, you cake sniffers,"
she said.
"Although, judging from the baby brat, you're more like salad sniffers. I have another message for you from Coach Genghis. I get to be his special messenger because I'm the cutest, prettiest, nicest little girl in the whole school."
"If you were really the nicest person in the whole school," Isadora said, "you wouldn't make fun of a sleeping infant. But never mind, what is the message?"
"It's actually the same one as last time,"
Carmelita said,
"but I'll repeat it in case you're too stupid to remember. The three Baudelaire orphans are to report to the front lawn tonight, immediately after dinner."
"What?" Klaus asked.
"Are you deaf, as well as cake sniffy?"
Carmelita asked.
"I said..."
"Yes, yes, Klaus heard you," Isadora said quickly. "He didn't mean that kind of what. We have received the message, Carmelita. Now please go away."
"That's two tips you owe me,"
Carmelita said, but she flounced off. "I can't believe it," Violet said. "Not more laps. My legs are almost too sore to walk, let alone run." "Carmelita didn't say anything about more laps," Duncan pointed out. "Maybe Coach Genghis is putting his real plan into action tonight. In any case, we'll sneak out of the recital again and keep an eye on you." "In shifts," Isadora added, nodding in agreement. "And I bet we'll have a clear picture of his plan by then. We have the rest of the day to do research." Isadora paused and flipped open her black notebook to the right page. She read, "Don't worry, Baudelaires, don't feel disgrace. The Quagmire triplets are on the case." "Thank you," Klaus said, giving Isadora a tired smile of appreciation. "My sisters and I are thankful for all your help, and we're going to put our minds to the problem, even though we're too exhausted to do research. If we're lucky, all of us working together can defeat Coach Genghis." There was that phrase again, "if we're lucky," coming out of the mouth of a Baudelaire, and once again it felt about as appropriate as "if we're stalks of celery." The only difference was that the Baudelaire orphans did not wish to be stalks of celery. While it is true that if they were stalks of celery, they would not be orphans because celery is a plant and so cannot really be said to have parents, Violet, Klaus, and Sunny did not wish to be the stringy, low-calorie vegetable. Unfortunate things can happen to celery as easily as they can happen to children. Celery can be sliced into small pieces and dipped into clam dip at fancy parties. It can be coated in peanut butter and served as a snack. It can merely sit in a field and rot away if the nearby celery farmers are lazy or on vacation. All these terrible things can happen to celery, and the orphans knew it. So if you were to ask the Baudelaires if they wanted to be stalks of celery, they would say of course not. But they wanted to be lucky. The Baudelaires did not necessarily want to be extremely lucky, like someone who finds a treasure map or someone who wins a lifetime supply of ice cream in a contest, or like the man, and not, alas, me, who was lucky enough to marry my beloved Beatrice and live with her in happiness over the course of her short life. But the Baudelaires wanted to be lucky enough. They wanted to be lucky enough to figure out how to escape Coach Genghis's clutches, and it seemed that being lucky would be their only chance. Violet was too tired to invent anything, and Klaus was too tired to read anything, and Sunny, still asleep in Violet's lap, was too tired to bite anything or anybody. And it seemed that even with the diligence of the Quagmire triplets, the word diligence here means ability to take good notes in dark green and pitch black notebooks, they needed to be lucky if they wanted to stay alive. The Baudelaires huddled together as if the cafeteria were extremely cold, wincing in soreness and worry. It seemed to the Baudelaire orphans that they wanted to be lucky more than they had in their entire lives.